There we go. I wanted to speak for a few minutes about lighting Hanukkah candles. So, of course, the duration of time which the candles need to light is Ad Shetichla Regla Min Hashuk, which the Gemara explains to be Ad Shetichla Regla De Tamidai. So the Talmudians would go out after everybody would get home from work. They'd notice that their wood pile, their wood stock is depleted. They'd have to go out to the streets, to the shuk, and buy their wood from the Talmudim, and therefore the Talmudim would be the last people in the streets. Now what I want to raise is the following question. The question I want to raise is a touchy point because it's part of Klal Yisrael's recent national history, and that is the Hanukkah candles in the blue boxes, which we all use, and we've all used, and we all grew up on them, I assume. I grew up on them. And sometimes you'll notice that they don't last too long. They last just a half hour max, usually, maybe 32 minutes. And if you have a bunch of menorahs all, you know, situated in close proximity, the heat could sometimes melt them much quicker than 30 minutes. So I want to raise with you an interesting question, and that's going to be the following question. We know that there are two ways to measure time. There's time on the clock, and there are shows manios. So when the Rishonim say, the Rambam and the Rif, both say that the amount of time that is tichl regel min hashuk is kechatzi sha'a, my question to you is, what kind of chatzi sha'a? Is it a chatzi sha'a on the clock, which is 30 minutes to the dot? Or is it a shows manios? That's the first question. Now, if it's shows manios, well, wait a second. During the winter, the days are much shorter. And therefore, the shows manios are also smaller. Each shows manios, it could be, instead of an hour, it might be only 50 minutes. In which case, a half hour will only be 25 minutes. So if that's the case, then maybe those blue candles are totally, you know, again, I'm not taking, you know, we use blue candles also. I'm just pointing out that maybe that's going to be even better, even if they will melt a little quicker, because shows manios during the winter are less than an hour, and therefore half an hour is less than half an hour. 25 minutes might be a chatzi shav, a shows manios. On the other hand, maybe we just say no. Shows means chatzi shav means a half hour, means 30 minutes. But wait a second. If the days are shorter, and that means the shows manios of the days are shorter, what does that mean about the nights? The nights are much longer during the middle of the winter. So that means the shows manios for the night times are longer, which means that instead of a half hour, if I define the number of minutes in a half hour in a chatzi shav, shows manios, but I use the nighttime hours, then I'm going to end up with requiring not 30 minutes of lit candles, but 35, 36, 37 maybe. So how do we determine shows manios? Do we say that it's based on the daytime? Or do we say that for a mitzvah that's balayla, for example, hadlakas neros, we should define the shows manios by the dividing the hours at night? So I haven't seen any poskim speak about this explicitly, except for the fact that I saw quoted from one or two poskim that the numbers that we use are shows manios, the regular hours, hold on. Yeah, somebody quoted from Chaim Kanievsky, there's a nice sefer, Shari Yimei Chanukah. So he quotes from Chaim Kanievsky that we're talking, indeed, when we say half an hour, we indeed mean shows manios. But I'm just not sure which shows manios do you use. Do you use the ones that are defined by the morning, either from Neitz till Shkia, or from Alas HaShachar till Tseis, or do you do the ones at night, which would be a longer, which would be more than half an hour? So right now, I'm not sure if it's okay to have a 25-minute candle, or to the contrary, you need a 35, 36-minute candle, in which case the blue boxes will be iffier. That's the first question I wanted to raise. Second question I want to raise. The Lashon of the Gemara is Ad Shetichla Regla Min Hashuk, Tichla Regla De Tamidai. But what is that? How long is that? So we know that it's half an hour. But look at the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ad Shetichla Regla Min Hashuk, V'kamu Huzman Zeh, K'mo Chatzi Sha'a. So first of all, the word kamo is a little bit funny. He's not saying it's a chacha. It's around the half hour. Does that mean less, more? Then he adds two words, o yoser. So Techon Rogam Ashuk is chatzi shah o yoser. It's not, he doesn't say it's more than a half hour. He said it's half an hour, it's around the half hour, or more. So does that mean that you do need more than a half hour? Well, clearly you don't, because it's not v'yoser, it's o yoser. So what is he, I really don't have an answer for. If anybody could help me, what does the Rambam mean with those two extra words, o yoser? What halachically is he telling me by adding those two words? That a Techon Rogam Ashuk is chatzisha o yoser. What? More or less. So just say, pachos o yoser. That would be more or less. But he doesn't say. He says 30 minutes or more. Unless, maybe he means, and this I don't really know the answer to, but maybe he means that there are two halachas that emanate from Techon Rogam Ashuk. One is how long the candles have to burn. There's another halacha that the Rambam takes more seriously than all the other Rishonim, and that is that if you didn't light when you were supposed to light at, according to the Rambam Shkia, until when could you light? The Rambam says you have half an hour. After that, kiss the mitzvah goodbye. You'll do it. You'll meet up with that mitzvah tomorrow night. You can't light after half an hour. After Techon Rogam Ashuk, after half an hour after Shkia, the Rambam says that explicitly. So maybe he wants to tell you, you know, let's say you come home, you dash, you got late, the train was delayed, and you're caught up, and something happened, you tripped, you fell. Till you get home, it's 31 and a half minutes after Shkia. Are you allowed to light with the bracha? Well, the Rambam would tell you, after Techon Rogam Ashuk, you're not allowed to. There's no point in lighting anymore. Definitely can't say a bracha after half hour after Shkia. Maybe he means, by telling you the O Yoser, he's saying that this number of half an hour, on one hand, you should aim that it should be within the first half hour, but if you didn't get the half hour, if it's a little bit more than a half hour, okay, we can consider the Techon Rogam Ashuk to be a little bit more than a half hour, not ideally, but perhaps b'di'evet, and we will allow you to go ahead and light candles with a bracha, maybe even after it's 30, you know, maybe even at 31, or at 32, or at 33 minutes. You don't like it. Some people don't like it. I don't know. I don't have a better answer. If somebody has a better answer, I'm happy to hear it.